T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Craig, just to circle back for 1 second to the DH thing, do you have any percentage hope above zero that they will put it in at the last minute? They did last year.
I don't have an educated answer for you, Tom. I have no idea. I don't think anybody does. There's probably like 5 people that know have some can give you a better answer in the world. You know, apparently they're not telling anybody.
I was just wondering if maybe you had heard they're still talking or something, you know, but you don't.
That'd be out there, you know. I don't. You know who would report? You know, Ken Rosenthal would be telling us that already, or Jeff Passan, you know that. They get the secrets before all us, apparently.
Craig Counsell, the other day. He's like, I don't know. Hey, it's one thing to be like the local beat guy and get scooped by Ken Rosenthal. It's another to be the manager of one of the clubs and still not know. How are you? Tim Allen joining us here on The Fan. Good morning to you, everybody.
Yeah, I'm entertained by that. I was entertained by that. That, you know, gosh, Craig, I mean, these are your beat guys here. I don't know. It's sort of a knock on them, don't you think? A little bit, just a little bit. But he was trying to have fun with it, so.
Well, you do always. I mean, Passan is everything. Rosenthal is everything. And, you know, the beat guys are like, well, what's going on here, man? I mean, we never. There's listeners. This has been one of the more fascinating things over my, you know, 19 years I've been at The Fan. There's always listeners that, like, tweet in, hey, I heard that the Bucks are going to sign Greg Monroe. And I'm like, who are you? Where is this coming from? 2 days later, Bucks signed Greg Monroe. How does everybody's got a connection. And then there's dumb old me that thinks I think I have connections. I'm a sports radio guy. I got nothing. You ever broken anything big? Because I haven't.
I could, and I just choose not to.
No, that's, you did, I mean, break last week. You told me about Tim Dillard. I didn't know that.
I said it was rumors. I said I cannot confirm. I'm just saying what I heard.
Well, you pretty much, as far as I'm concerned, you pretty much broke it.
I guess so, because the next day they announced it. So I don't know.
So Tim Allen, post-game show. Oh, my God. I got a new patio at the end of last year. I got the patio. Tim, I'm going to put a little bar out there. And after games, I'm just going to go out, sit there, have a cigar, and listen to your post-game show night of the season.
You listen to the game, and then obviously, again, I mean, we've created that sort of history and heritage here for 16 years now, and that's what you do. And we just have fun. We're just a bunch of folks that love Brewers baseball, and there's a ton of us out there, Bart. And we just, out on the patio, in the garage, wherever it might be, and we'll talk some Brewers baseball. I'm pretty thankful that I get to do this for another season. I mean, in this business, Bart, as you know, you wake up tomorrow and still employed. You're in great shape.
You know, one thing that I've liked to do over the last few years is I do listen to the shows, and sometimes I call the shows, and you always take my calls, and I appreciate that, because sometimes you probably shouldn't. You like the 3-4 times a year I get fired up on a Saturday night and call?
Love them. Love them. Are you kidding me? I mean, it's I'm serious about this, Bart. Anytime you want to talk Brewers baseball, because what you're doing at home on your deck is exactly what the audience is doing. You have taken yourself to a dimension that is parallel to the audience, and that's always a good thing. We always try to play sports talk radio guy on the microphone, don't we? But when you have a couple of cocktails and it's a huge Brewers 4-2 win and a big homer was hit and, you know, a double play at the end, and then I get your reaction, I love it. I really do, and I think the audience does too.
I'm actually I'm better than the normal fan, though. I think this is the one. I'm the most passionate sports fan in Milwaukee.
Entertaining you on your ride to work.
No,
the
not
Bart
that
Winkler
one.
Show, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 on The Fan.
All right, it might be this one. I'm the most passionate.
Milwaukee's favorite morning sports talk show is The Bart
That's
Winkler
true
Show.
That's true, good.
Weekday mornings,
who
6 to 10
that?
On
she
The Fan.
She sounds great.
Yeah, now I'm committed.
He's the most passionate sports fan in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
The Bart Winkler Show, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 on
it's
The
me.
Fan.
That's producer Todd.
Okay. All right.
No, it's actually my wife.
Sounds great.
It's my wife.
She ought to do a morning show, Bart.
Yeah, you know, we actually, before I was here, we were a husband and wife morning show tag team on a hot country station.
That makes sense.
We were one of the 9,000 of those that exist.
Country 102.
With Allison and Kevin. Oh, honey, did you leave the toilet up last night?
Time to play the morning mind bender with Bart and Allison.
Oh, this one over here. Oh, this one. Hey, you guys get to go to home from work and I gotta see this guy all day. I started the whole charade here with the council DH thing, and it doesn't seem like it, but again, you never know, and that's kind of where he's been at. I think council is more of a, you know, I like the National League rules, but he has said, for this team, I would love the DH. I mean, we got four outfielders in three spots, and then we got Daniel Vogelbach. Where the hell is he going to play if we've got McKinney and Shaw and here that can all play first and will play first? Vogelbach, he makes the roster, I think, but I don't know how long they can afford to keep that spot. What are your thoughts on where he fits into the picture? Because he's, you know, he's played more first this spring than ever before. It's just there's not room for him. There's no DH. There's no room for him.
I agree with you that he makes the team, and here's why. There's still maybe some question marks surrounding Lorenzo Cain, and I know that's a different position, but it does provide another roster spot. Let's wait this thing out. The one to look at, Bart, is Luis Urias. That's the one to look at, because your backups, you would say, well, who's going to back up Colton Wong? Well, that's Keston Hira. So on a day off, or maybe he comes up a little gimpy at times, well, then it's Keston moving back to second, Vogelbach to first. Urias has the options. Urias needs more looks. It wouldn't shock me that he does not break camp with the team, but maybe 10 days later does. I have a huge problem with the way Manfred is handling this DH. Now, if there's no DH, I get it. That's been consistent. But if this DH thing pops up in the 11th hour, shame on you, Manfred. You're allowing your baseball teams, all 30 teams, to construct rosters based on a set of rules, and then you change them. Well, I guess it would be 15 in the National League. But in the 11th hour, after working their roster magic, whether it's the Brewers or another team in the National League, you change the construction value of that team? That shame on you, Manfred, if you do that. I don't see it happening, but again, we've been surprised before. It could. It would probably work, would work to the disadvantage of the Milwaukee Brewers.
See, I think it works. Council said it works to the advantage. If they have the DH?
I think he's wrong. I think he's wrong because I think he schools other managers with the NL rules.
No, I can see that, but you're balancing that with the way the lineup is constructed, and the guys they have four outfielders that can start.
I don't think offense is going to be an issue on this team, and that's another reason why I say that. I think it's a stronger asset, a stronger advantage to let Craig Counsell ponder the idea of when to double switch when Woody's on the mound. Do I go one more? Do I clear the pitcher spot, or do I go for it here? Do I make a defensive change? Do I go with a reliever here? I think that is one of the strongest assets he's got in that, Bart. I think he's the best in the National League at that. To me, it's cookie cutter when you have the DH here. It's a more simplistic way to manage a baseball team. It is. Don't take that away from Craig Counsell, in my opinion. Let him work that magic. As we say, you know, let him move those chess pieces around the board. Again, this is all based on my philosophy of I don't believe offense is an issue with this team. And we're seeing some of that in Cactus League, where they're hitting the ball well. They really are. And you see resurgence from Garcia, resurgence from Omar Narvaez. I mean, Castanheira is starting to heat up a little bit. Yelich is getting some more reps here. By design, they were going to ramp down right in the middle of spring and then ramp back up before next Thursday. So that's right according to plan. Don't bring that DH here in the 11th hour, Manfred. Shame on you.
One thing that I thought was interesting, and I'll hold on on that. I got to talk about Urias. My friend told me it was U-U-Yee-Yee. As far as Luis Urias, I was at the gas station. They are committed to making this work, or at least trying to, and it was supposed to just be in the spring training. It's going to trickle into the regular season. From what I get from Craig Counsell, Orlando Arcia, if there's seven games a week, he's going to play six. He's pretty much in there. Now, will it be at third or will it be at short? And him and Shaw and Urias are kind of in this like three-man thing with two positions, which is going to move Arcia all over the place. And he talked the other day and said, wasn't comfortable at first. Obviously, I'm more comfortable now. It would be a lot better if they just moved on from Urias or decided he's the everyday shortstop right now. Do one, not the other. I think that's where I stand. But I'm biased because I still hate that trade so much because I love Trent Grisham, although now I guess we don't need Trent Grisham. But even still, I thought it was a terrible deal.
You wonder if they're force-feeding the Urias climb to success because of that trade. You do wonder, and you want it to
it's
work out.
It's the sunk cost fallacy. The more you put into something, the more you need to make it work.
If he breaks with the team, then you're right. You'll see this little round-robin trifecta of Arcia, Urias, and Shaw, short and third. So against lefties, you're going to have either Urias or Orlando Arcia start at third. Because Shaw's a lefty, it's going to be tough, and he's struggled a little bit against left-handers. Or you just wait this thing out and see what happens. Let the surprise or let the injury or lack of production come to the team, through the first week or two or 20 days or whatever it might be, and maybe it takes care of itself, and then Urias is recalled. I'm not convinced. The other thing is, where are the expectations for Orlando Arcia? They seem to be still pretty damn high, Bart, that they're messing around with it. What more do you want out of your shortstop position? Now, I'm not archaic in that, you want your shortstop batting eighth or ninth, and if he can hit, 200, who cares? He plays some good defense. Orlando is more than that even. But
aren't the
going to do better than Arcia?
Aren't the comparison, isn't Arcia the next Ozzie Smith?
Well, I mean, your expectations certainly for Arcia are not as high as when he came up. When he came up, top 10 prospect in all of baseball, and everyone's going crazy and wow, next best big young baseball player. Well, it didn't work out, and we've had time to digest and process that. So now where are your realistic expectations for Orlando Arcia?
Well, I think he's still pretty good. Yeah, I think he's everyday shortstop.
Yeah, that's still pretty good. So are they force-feeding Urias in there to save face a little bit on that trade? Yeah, I mean, there's egos involved here. Stearns made that deal. He wants it to work out. On the other hand, Stearns has admitted in the past that, on the Scopes deal, that was my bad. It did not work out. You're not going to hit on every trade. And this one certainly Bart, you're right. It does not look good. The Davies and Grisham deal for Urias and Eric Lauer.
799-1250, 414-799-1250. Hey, did you know, by the way, I don't know if you're affected by this, in October, you can't just call the 7 local numbers. You got to use the area code.
I did see that. You have to go with the 260. Oh, actually, all around the state.
Yeah. So I'm making sure everybody knows that now.
Or wherever you're
at. I've been talking about it. I'm just trying to warn people. So, Mike is in Greenfield.
414.
Yeah, I know, but some people still dial the 7. Did you dial 414, Mike, or did you go 799?
799.
Yeah, you're going to have to do 414 come October, come the World Series run.
I will do that. Are you hearing me okay? My phone's not sounding crackly or anything?
No, Mike, you sound like you're sitting right in front of me.
Okay, great. I got so pumped up watching the news last night.
What's? I'm just kidding. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm stupid.
Bart, I have trouble enough talking without you kidding me like that.
What's up?
I'm an old man. Even my wife was getting pumped up looking at the lineup. I mean, they were talking about defense. I mean, our team is looking really good. But what I'm calling about is, first of all, to hear Tim and you guys talking about the Brewers. And I'm a big fan of Council. You know, when he came back that first year to play, they interviewed him after the game. And they asked him, well, how was your first day back in Milwaukee? And he said, well, I'm just glad I got in the stadium because they didn't believe me that I was a player. But I like that Tim's a big fan of Council, even though we do critique him at the end of games. And I guess I'm going to go with that because I just found out my car is overheating and we just got it back from the shop.
Okay.
And but anyhow, I'm really looking forward to this season, and it can't start soon enough.
Well, go to your car, Mike.
Healthy.
Go to your car.
Okay, I'm sitting in it right now.
Yeah, get out of it.
Okay.
All right, Mike. See ya.
See you later. Mike's like you, Bart. We were talking a few minutes ago about, sitting outside and you got the game on, you make the switch over. We're talking Brewers baseball after the game here on The Fan, and he's just like you. He's a garage guy. I call him Garage Mike.
That's Garage Mike?
Yeah.
Oh, Mike. Be Garage Mike next time. Hey, that reminds me. I was at college? I don't know. I was at a game at what was – then called Miller Park years ago, maybe 10, 15 years ago. And
old Miller Park.
I was in the, because there's the big parking lot by like the Masterson building, or I don't remember the names of the lots, but it's the one where you got to cross the bridge. So we were sitting there waiting to park, and my buddy's car, all of a sudden we're like, what's that smell? And then his hood just like started on fire. So he had to get out of the car. And then it, like, continued to burn, and that reminded me of that. So that was fun. I thought when I was reminded of the story, I thought, this will be a good story to tell on air. And then mid-telling the story, I realized that I had nowhere to go with it, but I had to finish. I had to finish it. Like my Chase Utley interview from a few weeks ago.
That was good. That was really good.
Yeah. I want to talk to you a little bit about the pitching. I think the pitching's going to be interesting because talk to Adam McKelvey about this. Our good buddy Adam McKelvey. And one of the things that he was talking about was, again, the opening day roster. Don't, like, freak out about it. And I am kind of, following what he's saying here. There's some guys that, like, don't have options that the Brewers brought in. Brad Boxberger, Jordan Zimmermann, who Adam thinks will make the team now. Because if you just say goodbye to these guys in this season where it's back to 162 games, those innings are gone. But he thinks they're going to keep them. That might mean Rasmussen and Topa, these guys start not on the opening day roster with how much they love them. And so the balance Adam was talking about, do you build each day as the best team that you can that day to win? Or do you think long term, we've got to do what's best over the 162 game season? I've always said you play for today, you play for tomorrow, because tomorrow's never guaranteed. But I would understand if the Brewers did that because of the options. I totally would understand what they're doing. It would be weird to me if Rasmussen and Topa, two guys that are so good that they love, start not on the opening day roster.
Craig Counsell's philosophy within a game is at some point, and I don't know where that threshold is with him. I don't think there's a concrete number, but he says within a game tonight, there comes a certain point where I got to manage for tomorrow. Now, I may disagree on the amount of runs you're down or up on that. Certainly up makes it easier, but if you're down five and it's the seventh inning, I don't think it's time to play for tomorrow. But same philosophy being used. I'm with you, Bart. And if these guys have options, you use that to your advantage. And because it is going to be still, you know, although I'm backing up on a little bit of this innings thing a little bit, but we're seeing some pretty high pitch counts here throughout the league in Grapefruit and Cactus League play. So maybe that was overblown just a touch, but it's still something they're going to have to monitor. With guys, you know, look at Josh Hader's appearances last year. I mean, you're going to have to keep an eye on that ramp up or even a starter. So maybe Adam's onto something here, that these long guys will be earlier in the season. Then you play the short game as you take a bunch of big steps into the season. So I could see that happening. I'm not convinced on the Topa. I'm absolutely slam dunk convinced on Rasmussen. I think he's going to be one of the better pitchers in the Central at some point really soon. I don't know if it's months or maybe a year and a half or so, but he is. He's got all the makeup of being an outstanding major league pitcher. So let's wait, and you got to show a little patience there. But Boxberger and Zimmerman might be a few Band-Aids early here. I mean, Boxberger's been sort of a gas can every other outing out in Arizona. So, they may just cut their losses there. I doubt it. They showed a 3 ERA last year. I think you have to give them a chance to come out of the chute and do some damage. But let's just show some patience with a couple of these younger guys. I just think it's roster manipulation central again, Bart. It is. This is the way this team competes. It's the way they have to compete right now, and they're doing a fine job doing it.
Josh Hader spoke to the media yesterday. He was asked about being the closer.
The closer role is a good fit, and it's especially with the bullpen arms that we have, having Devin, being able to fill the gap between 7 and 8, and also the other guys as well. So there's a lot of options out there to bridge the gap.
So that seems like, and Council pretty much confirmed it too, Josh Hader is the ninth inning guy. Do we like that?
I personally would utilize him differently, but that's me. I know where they're going, and I understand it. I think it's a close call here. Depends on the rest of your bullpen. How effective are they going to be in crunch time? And that crunch time, again, Bart, you know, we saw Josh Hader years ago be that, hey, Council after the game would say, hey, you can get a save in the seventh inning. Let's not forget that, folks. You know, game on the line. I feel it tipping right there. Well, let's see how he fills that void of sixth, seventh innings. The starter goes 4 2/3 and his pitch count is up, yet he's only given up a couple of runs. It's a 3-2 game, Brewers lead. I got to lift my starting pitcher because of, you know, this innings buildup and maybe other reasons. Maybe the matchups don't look good offensively for the other team. So how do they bridge the gap to the eighth is the key here. But it makes sense also that Josh Hader, he led the league in saves last year. He appears to me, Bart, I don't know about you, but it appears to me that he wants to be the prototypical closer. Maybe there's more money in that. You know, we are incentivized by money a lot of times. And where's the superstar status? Where's the big contract status? Josh Hader may think that as a closer, and he's effective. He's working on, again, for the third consecutive year, the changeup. We'll see if that works.
Yeah, maybe he just wants to know his role. Like when he pitches 3 innings one day and then he can't pitch for 5 days.
True.
Maybe he just wants to know, I know my role. We've got other guys that can, because the bullpen might be as good as it's been in a while. Normally the bullpen's like, yeah, a guy like Jeffress who can do the eighth most of the time, and then a guy like Hader can do the ninth. And then you got a lot of these like Blaine Boyer types you know.
Right.
Not to.
Right.
He was a nice guy, so I feel.
Eighth and ninth is taken care of, and what a feeling.
But now with Rasmussen and Topas throwing hard, and Devin Williams was the rookie of the year. And
let's not forget about Freddie Peralta.
Freddie Peralta, wherever, whatever role that is between him and Lindblom, they like this bullpen. So it definitely, to me, I look like that is the strength.
Think about the eighth and ninth innings. How many teams would love to have that locked down? You play seven-inning games these days in Milwaukee. That's what happens here. And that's another reason why I'm not going to shout too loud about Hader not being used as the chameleon, but your eighth and ninth inning, Sam, Bart, you guys might know of a better 1-2 punch. I can't think of one. That eighth and ninth inning, if they come close to the numbers that they had last year, we have a seven-inning game. Guys, and that again, will allow Craig Counsell to manage a little bit differently. No, it's not seventh, eighth, and ninth cookie cutter. This guy, then this guy, then this guy. But it sure is a pleasure, eighth and ninth, to have just devastating good stuff in Devin Williams and Josh Hader to lock things up. Josh is going to blow a game or two. We all know that. He's someone's going to read a fastball and he's not going to locate on a given pitch and they're going to get him and he's going to blow a save or two. It's going to happen. Hopefully that'll be to a minimum, but man, what a pleasure. Eighth and ninth inning is taken care of.
414-799-1250. Who will blow more games for their team this season? Josh Hader or Kevin King? We'll take your answers on Facebook and Twitter. You like the Kevin King signing for the Pack?
I do. And I know it leaves a sour taste in folks' mouths, but the way they, I don't do that deep a dive into the metrics of how they grade cornerbacks because it's, to me, it's boring.
Well, he gave up two touchdowns and one he jumped way too early and then the other one he just sat there.
That's a game.
That's the metric.
I mean, it's a game. That's one game and I understand the way it looks. If you're going on one game, why'd you re-sign Aaron Jones then? Because he was awful. In that same game. So you can't go by one game. That's depth at this point, obviously. They need to work on some defensive acquisitions. But if Kevin King is a depth guy on your team, you're okay. Believe it or not, you're all right with Kevin King.
You know, it was funny. I went to get gas the other day. I got stopped at the gas.
You get a lot of gas, man.
I'm driving all over the place. You know, these biker rallies aren't going to attend themselves. So I got the gas the other day, and someone came up to me and said, "Hey, Bart, you're at WSSP, right?" And I said, "Oh yeah, WSSP. You know, home of the big show and Cutting Edge Outdoors."
Sam, will you stop him before he gets in trouble?
Why?
Come on.
Why? And he said to me, "Hey, are you doing weekly segments with Tim Allen?" I said, "As a matter of fact, I am every Wednesday at 9 and possibly, you know, God, who knows, maybe every other day. You know, I just love talking to Tim so much." He goes, "Why don't you tell Tim that I really appreciate how he calls every season a championship season, even though none of them have been. Maybe this is the year he doesn't call it and he kind of reverse jinxes it." I said, "As a matter of fact, I will be sure to tell him that." So that's from... that one was from Mark.
No, we have to make sure that we stay consistent here. We have a couple of things going. We have a promise to deliver to our audience, and that is talking Brewers baseball after every game. You can either listen to it live or you can download it and listen to it in the morning, and that's becoming, Bart, more and more popular with some crazy hours.
Watch it.
Oh, that's true, too. Well, in and out of you listening to the Bart Winkler Morning Show, you can check in on the podcast of the Brewers postgame show from last night. But it's becoming more popular.
A daily Twitter exchange that I have is I'm on the air doing the show. I got Twitter open. You know, you want to feedback. It's a big part of it. Someone tweets in, "Hey, is the postgame podcast up from last night?" And I say, "As a matter of fact, I'm talking Brewers right this second live on the air." They said, "I'd rather hear Tim."
Well, and you have administrative powers. You could probably go in there and sabotage that podcast, too, couldn't you?
I am trying to make it where I'm the only radio.com show that works from 6 to 10 a.m.
Can I can I ask you, okay, so in the afternoon, Rami and myself, we do this mildly annoying march, and it's sort of a pool of a bracket pool that, you know, things that annoy you a little bit.
Yeah, I saw it was a 5 seed.
Yeah, you and it just simply says Bart Winkler. It's not what you do. It's not anything in particular, any of your traits that is annoying. It's just, I thought that was a little unfair that it's just Bart Winkler.
Well, as we talked about yesterday, Horvat and I realized that anyone can take shots at us that they want, and we're supposed to go along with it. But if we take shots, it's like a national crime.
I agree with that.
You know, I took one shot at Domofsky after he already blocked me, and he blocked my show. He blocked Horvat. He was complaining to people about it.
Was it a fair shot? I mean, what'd you say?
Domofsky did a video of, or no, he did an article where Rogers was on McAfee's show. Rob Domofsky, mm-hmm. ESPN, he did an article because Rob was, Aaron was on Pat McAfee's show, and he said, you know, the way things are going, I don't think that I won't be back. And everyone's like, oh, good, good, good. But Domofsky wrote a whole article about how Aaron Rodgers said the word think. So, because he said think instead of think. So then I did a fake 30-second video listening to the McAfee and like hanging on every word that, that Rogers said to see when I could do my article on it. And then he saw it, and then he got mad, and then he's like, well, who's this guy? Why does he make fun of me?
Did it get personal?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'll play it for you. I can pull it up here and play it for you. So do you understand, though? No.
Did you get personal about Domofsky?
No, Rob Domofsky has had me blocked forever because I was in a... Some of Jason Wilde's cronies were all after me, and they were tagging Domofsky in it, and he didn't want to deal with it, so he blocked me. So then he's already blocked me when I make this video, okay? And again, the setup of his article was Rogers said the word think in a way that opened up speculation. Mm-hmm. So I did a 30-second video, I'll play it right now, of me listening to the Rogers McAfee interview, waiting for him to trip up on a word.
Okay.
So here's the video.
Potentially winning an MVP.
Potentially winning an MVP. Potentially winning an MVP.
And, you know, we actually made it another good run.
Another good run. Another good run.
I don't think.
Think! I don't think. I don't think. Think. I don't think. Articles and blogs. There it is. I was looking for a word that he would say like that. Think. Articles and blogs. This story never ends.
So that's not bad.
I didn't think so. I don't think so. And we all
have to keep in mind. You don't think so. You don't think so.
We all have to keep in mind writing, broadcasting. It's opinion based, and it doesn't mean we hate you.
But then he
anything of the sort.
Domofsky blocked Horvat because he's one of the guys tagged in my profile. I say Bart Winkler show with Ryan Horvat.
That's not right.
You know, I'm going to add Sam Schmitz to that. Sam, I'm going to add you to that.
I actually just checked my Twitter to make sure I'm not blocked by him. Thankfully, he doesn't know who I am.
Sometimes I don't know. We take it too personal, and
of
and
all
really
the people
nice.
That ever blocked me, Rob. Rob blocked me. Come on.
Well, blocking is that such a now me not being
well.
Super
he breaks
big
a lot of news.
Media. Okay, fair enough. I respect that. But he also has his opinion too.
Well, I want to be friends with him. That's all I'm saying.
Well, extend the olive branch.
Like Cheesehead TV should have me blocked, and Aaron Nagler should have me blocked.
What about little Bobby and Joey? Has that feud stopped?
Oh, Big B's bum because he was a big Jamal Williams fan.
All right, so that was a bunch of kids that were in a little. You seem to have somewhat of a combative social media presence. Doesn't it seem that way to you, Bart?
I actually settled all my feuds.
You did. Okay, good.
I decided I won them all. All the outstanding ones, I've declared myself the winner.
we run into it a lot. You'll run into it sitting with your buddies at a bar. It'll escalate into a shouting match over what Craig Counsell move was made the other day. I mean, we shouldn't take it all that serious. We get a little passionate. We need to understand that. That's all. We get passionate on social media. We get passionate on the air. We get passionate writing a story or an editorial. It's okay. It's okay to be passionate.
You know, at first I saw your mildly annoying March bracket where I was a 5 seed, me personally, and I thought, you know what? If there's one thing to describe my personality, it would be I would be in the mildly annoying bracket, and I would be about a 5 seed. So I did
about a 5 seed.
Not a 1, certainly not a 16 or a 15, not a 1 or a 2, but 5 seed seemed about right for me. So that's where I
wonder if you're winning though. Are you winning?
The last time I saw it, I was losing, and I'm up against how Sparky says Peyton Manning instead of Peyton Manning.
Yeah, that's a tough match.
That's a long-standing one. You know, as long as I've been here, Sparky saying Peyton over Peyton has gone much longer. So it may.
Well, your co-host there, Horvat, and I really love that dude. But I will say this: that my vote was to have Peyton from Sparky pitted against Horvat's tight ends, as in Tennessee tight ends. That would have been a better match.
That's a good one.
Tennessee tight ends. Are you kidding me?
Well, you're a perfect linguist, so.
No, I'm not. Definitely not.
All right. I have tired of you. Shoo away.
Go Brewers.
We will talk next week, possibly every day. I'm not sure.
We are a week from tomorrow from opening day of the championship season. I cannot wait. You get Euchre on the radio. We get to talk to you guys after the game.
You know this what? I'll call in. I'm going to go.
Okay.
Well, I applied to go. We'll see if they let me. Everybody hates me.
Oh, going to the game. I thought you have to go right now.
No, I applied to cover the game.
Oh, good. Are you going to be accepted or are you blocked?
I don't know yet. I hope I go. I hope they allow me.
Send Sam then.
Oh, no. I'm already going to opening day.
You're going as a fan?
Yeah.
You are.
Nice.
Well, have fun, man. That's a really... It's going to happen at some point. It will happen. This World Series title will happen here in Milwaukee, and I'm going to promise you that it will happen with Craig Counsell. And a lot of people get on me when I say that because there's, for lack of a amazing reason, I don't understand how some people not only don't think Craig Counsell is a good manager, they actually think he's a bad manager.
No, that's nobody really thinks that. That's just people being stupid.
They do.
Oh, I can't.
They do.
It.
Some do. Some do. But I will tell you this: they will win a World Series title, and Counsell will be their manager.
No, I know. Happens. I know what's gonna happen. You're gonna be like the Pete Rose of this team, because Pete Rose is getting in the Hall of Fame, but they're not gonna put him in the Hall of Fame till he dies.
No, so I know that.
So this Brewer, they will the year that you die. They're going to win it, and they're going to do, this one's for Timmy, and they're going to retire number 10 for Tim Allen.
10 for Tim. There you go. Hashtag 10 for Tim.
Good luck.
All right, you guys have a good day.
See you, bud. Tim Allen. Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Hey, if you're applying for a home renovation loan and you're a bit anxious, breathe. Let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started today at greatmidwestbank.com.